Good morning. أهلا وسهلا بالأحباء أبناء هذه الكنيسة العظيمة. We welcome you, all our beloved children, the sons and daughters of this great community. I welcome you on Palm Sunday. Even once a year, the Lord rejoices in your children and in you. After communion, we all leave to go outside in a procession. And this procession will be dedicated to all the suffering people in the world. This procession will be dedicated for the people of Syria, the people of Egypt, the people of America, and every troubled place. I urge you to pray and to take with you the schedule for the Holy Week. Tomorrow night, every night at 7 o'clock, please join us. Bring your children. Today we'll take an offering to help our people in this troubled and suffering land, Syria. Please repeat after me. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes to us in the name of our Lord. Hosanna fil a'ali mubarakun الآتي باسم الرب مخلصنا. My dearly beloved, as I welcome you, I welcome our great and dignified mayor, Dennis Wright, who came specially this morning to stand by this community, and we thank you. Today is a special day, as Christ led his disciple after he raised Lazarus from the dead and said, let us go to Jerusalem. The children spread their clothes on the ground to welcome him. He rode on a donkey as a king, humbled, to humble the world. And the crowd welcomed him in the name of the Lord. Tomorrow we will enter Holy Week, and we will suffer with Christ, and we will stand in solidarity with our people throughout the world who are facing this new modern demon killing in the name of a God that he does not know them. The Lord said to those who's killing our people, depart from me, O evil one, for I do not know you. And yet, we need to take a closer look on our lives, on our home, to raise a new generation for the future. To raise the new children who will praise the Lord in the way your church praising the Lord. You heard the news. What happened to the children in Syria is unimaginable. And we deplore this act. For 6 years, 600,000 people were murdered, were killed. Innocent children, 6 million people living in refugees camp. And what the world is doing is giving them lip service, throwing a missile here and a missile there, and nothing has happened. My dearly beloved, The Middle East can only rise to join the community of nations when the world realizes that we need peace. Christ, who is the Prince of Peace. We need peace as we need air to breathe. We need to coexist with each other throughout the world, from here to Sweden, to Europe, to Washington, as we need water for our livelihood. Yes, we need each other. We need each other in order to manifest the love of one who created us, Jesus of Nazareth. So today we say, do not be afraid, America. Do not be afraid, Syria. Do not be afraid, Palestine, Lebanon, Jordan, and this morning, Egypt. Don't be afraid. The Lord said, I will not forsake you, neither I will abandon you. That we need to say boldly today, the Lord is our helper. Yes, in the midst of all this trouble, we need to do what St. Paul reminded us of old. We are to rejoice in the Lord. We are to rejoice for our children, for our family, for the land that gave Jesus to the world. Let all of you show your bearings. The Lord is at hand. Have no anxiety about anything, but in everything, in prayer, in supplication, let us make our request known to God. God, we need peace. We need to live with each other. And God will give us a peace that will surpass all human understanding. Today, as community, as member, as guest, as a friend of this church, you traveled from all over America to be here. We are to do what we always do. We are to do whatever is true. We are to live to whatever is honorable. We are to speak to whatever is just. We are to be whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever gracious. These are the excellent virtue that war and missiles will never take away from us. أيها الإخوة افرحوا في الرب وأقول لكم افرحوا وليظهر لكم لجميع الناس لأن الرب قريب. لا تهتموا البتة بل بكل شيء فلتكن طلباتكم معلومة لدى الله بالصلاة والتضرع مع الشكر وليحفظ سلام الله أوطاننا القديمة والجديدة الذي يفوق كل عقل. وبعد أيها الإخوة يجب أن نحتفظ بكل ما هو حق وبكل ما هو عفاف وكل ما هو عادل وكل ما هو طاهر وكل ما هو حيسة سنة حسن صيت. إن تكن فضيلة فلتكن لكم بهذا العيد. وبركة الرب يسوع المسيح ومحبة الله الآب وشركة الروح القدس لتكن مع جميعكم. Blessed Palm Sunday from me, the clergy, the choir, the ushers, the altar boys. They're like an army, the parish and all church organization. Come back to your church, come back to your community. Take your faith seriously. The Lord is at hand. Amen.